Well, I think the trend is definitely in favor of greater surveillance and greater data collection. And it also shows users that if you give information to a private company, there's always the chance that the government may also want that information to help with law enforcement investigations.
Because Google, getting to them, says in their new policy that they would not release that data to anyone unless there's a legitimate law enforcement inquiry.
Right. That's true. I think it's important to point out, though, that that doesn't mean that a search warrant is required. It just means that, you know, legitimate law enforcement inquiry could just be a law enforcement agency coming and saying, you know, give us the data. There is a legitimate law enforcement inquiry. There might not be a check on that request.
Now, for consumer users of Google products, not federal users that use them as a service to the federal government under the cloud initiative, but regular people using it, or, you know, using it privately, there is going to be information collected about where you visit, what your habits are with the sites, and it's going to be tied with personally identifiable information, such as your cell phone number and so forth. What's your take on the privacy implications of that? Is this unprecedented in your view of what you've seen internet companies do, or is this just pretty much become the standard norm?
Well, I think that's it's right that Google is now going to combine the data that it gathers from about 60 Google services and create a single merged data profile for each of its users. This is, I guess, unfortunately, from a privacy perspective, this also seems to be the way that companies are heading, and it shows the need for comprehensive privacy legislation, because Google was already collecting a lot of this information before, but now they're sort of combining it together and getting a complete view of consumers.
GSA says the new policy isn't going to affect its cloud product, Google Apps for Government, specifically within the federal government. But agencies, that's not the only Google product agencies use. There's things like YouTube that agencies use. What concerns do you have there, and is there anything they can do about it?
Well, that's true. So Google has said that if you're a government agency and you have a contract with Google, the terms of the contract govern, not the new privacy policy. But, of course, government agencies or government employees that use Google services in a private capacity, or that use Google's freely available services without a contract, are going to have to deal with the new changes in privacy practices. And we've seen in the past that federal employees have been targets for cyber attacks. There was a China-based hack into Google's Gmail accounts that affected White House officials. And so you can see how if there's going to be more information collected and combined about government employees, that's going to present a more tempting target for attackers.
We're speaking with David Jacobs, a consumer privacy fellow at EPIC, that is the Electronic Privacy and Information Center. And that's true early on in the Obama administration, and this is actually true of every administration since there's been email. They have trouble getting up and running on the government system, so they use private accounts just for the expediency of it. In this case, it happened to be Google Mail, Gmail. So if there's information from you on the private side, even though the information from you from your public side isn't taken, you can still be identified, and therefore, as a public official using it in a private way, you could still be a target for someone that has some nefarious purpose. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And I know that government employees are told not to discuss government business on their private emails, but we know that sometimes they do, and sometimes, you know, that there's just nothing you can do to stop them from taking work into their personal lives. And then when that happens and there's a breach, then you have a serious problem.
Now, the corporations, and Google's not the only one. I mean, all corporations that you do business with, airlines, they collect data about your habits and what you do there. There's nothing unique in Google's activity here. Are you saying that legislation should stop that activity, or simply that it should govern the way the data is used once it's collected?
Well, I think that it should govern collection and use. I'm not exactly, you know, sure what the specific terms of the legislation should be, or that, you know, it should stop all information collection. It's fine if people choose to disclose information to Google, you know, maybe in return for better service, but there are those people who might want to opt out of being tracked and profiled like this. And right now, in Google's case, it's very hard to do that and still use Google's services.
In the meantime, what should agencies do, you know, to protect themselves and government employees?
Well, one thing to remember is that you can use, in some cases, you can use Google's services without logging into a user account. So you can use YouTube without a user account, and this can avoid Google's tracking. Now, obviously, in some cases, this isn't possible. You can't use Gmail without logging in, for example. But not logging into user accounts is one thing that people are doing. Another security step would be to, I guess, remind employees to be careful that if they're carrying an Android phone and it's tracking their location, to be aware of that and perhaps, you know, not carry the phone in specific places if it presents a security risk.